That's why we got to love one another, no matter what. How you doing, my brother? Right there, you looking good? Peace, dog. No, the brother in front. How you doing, man? Right there. I need to talk to you a minute, dog. Need to talk to you about them glasses you got on, player. No, it's too late. Don't try to take them off. Them is some thick son of a gun, dog. I can see what you thought 2 days ago. What? You got them free slave glasses on. Y'all need some freedom. Y'all come on here. How's it gonna free us all? Y'all get on over here. Y'all run. I see them. They coming. They gonna be here tomorrow. I'm sorry, dog. I'm tripping. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, I got the magnifier. I can see you over here. I can burn you over there. Okay, I'm sorry. I got problems. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna do it no more. Nigga. You know people gonna be looking at you when you leave. Y'all get on over here high now. Get on over here. I'm gonna kill anybody come over here. Get on over here, they come. Get on, y'all run, I don't kill somebody. I'm tripping. Okay, I'll slow it up. But my Caucasian brothers and sisters, white people, I just want to say a thing. White people, I love y'all. Okay, but y'all, quit running from us, okay? Quit running from us. Okay, we're not going to hit y'all all the time. You ever notice when you're in a mall and you're walking towards a white person, you get too close, what do they want to do? Duck in the store. But they think you're getting ready to steal something from them. Okay, maybe we are. But wait until we do it. Don't assume nothing. Because a white person see you get right up on a nigga, they'll duck right in the store. I'll be right behind it. Where you going? You ain't buying a nigga nothing? Huh? You ain't buying a nigga nothing? Huh? What's up? You ain't buying a nigga nothing? And white people on the real, quit telling on us. We know we steal. Just quit telling on us. If you stop telling, we a nigga might steal you something. White people are always ready to tell on a brother stealing out of a store. Because tell me something, black people, if you see another black person stealing out of a store, you gonna tell on them? Now you gonna laugh? Oh, no, this nigga ain't trying to steal a whole coat. Oh, nigga, come in. He getting it. Then we gonna cheer him on. Get it, nigga, get it. Get the coat, nigga, get it. Run, nigga, run. White people be right there. Oh, my God, they're stealing. Come here. Come here, they're over there. They are over here. Mister, come here. You know there's some black people out there stealing. If you go now, you can catch them. They are still there. And white people are crazy. And I'm gonna tell you what. Let's say you got a black security guard at a store. And nigga, we chasing you. Stop, dog. Nigga, stop. Stop, nigga. Nigga, what the hell? White people. Stop, nigga. I can run as you. I can run as long as you can run. If you run around a fence, white people need that promotion. They don't care. You run, and they know the shortest route to get to you is a cliff. Stop running! You're busted, pal. You are busted. You are bound. I'll catch you next time, buddy. White people don't care. I'm telling you, a black person will run all the way up to the wall. Nigga, nigga, please, you must be crazy. What happened? Nigga got away. White people don't stop the chase. They just don't care. And one thing about Hollywood, Hollywood is afraid of the truth. A lot of times, unless it's about a black man. Or we can talk about ourselves, but don't talk about white people. Anything in life is funny, white or black. That's my world. I got turned down for a show one time, an industry audition, because they said, you're too white and black. I said, funny is funny. At least I'm not talking about the chicken that ran across the street and didn't make it. It don't matter what your color is, stop it. Hollywood, listen. Because that's the way life is. And white people, let me tell you something while you're all here. The next time y'all want to kill somebody, just kill who you mad at. You ain't got to kill everybody because they at work. And y'all want to talk about us, whatever. And see, the thing about a black person, if we want to shoot somebody, if y'all kill one or two, okay, a nigga still going to be down with you. But y'all killing 10 and 20. It's not madness. Because I'm telling you, if a black man get fired from a job, and let's say we want to kill somebody, who are we going to kill? The boss. See, I don't even know all these black people. We all thinking alike. We trying to kill one person, nigga got things to do. And a black man only going to ask you one time, where the boss at? Yo, dog, where the boss at? Oh, a black man gonna tell. Might be a chance for a promotion. But white people, you don't even give a person a chance to answer. You just start shooting up the plate. Hey, pal. Yeah. Hey. This nigga right here didn't get a chance to say nothing. I was gonna tell you. You had to just shoot him. Ow, ow. Hey, I just came in to get my paycheck. I ain't even on the schedule. I'm going to show you. Look at the schedule. See, on that, oh, nigga, they only gave me 20 hours. A black man will forget he shot when he see he only got 20 hours up there. And the thing about it, when white people, when you kill 10 to 20 people, that ain't no big news. Y'all expected to do that now. That ain't no big news. A white person, they'll tell another white person, they'll be like, hey, Paul, man, Paul, come here, dude, Paul. Dude, what? Hey, Paul, man, did you hear about Tim, Paul? No, dude, what? Paul, you didn't hear about Timmy, man? No, dude, what? Man, Paul killed, man, Timmy, I'm telling you, he killed about 30 people. No way. Yes, he did. Cool. Black people, we are so full of drama. We just can't tell a story. We gotta add all the eclipse in it. Hey, yo, nigga, come here, nigga. Oh, nigga, you ain't gonna believe this, nigga. Come here, nigga. Oh my God, nigga, come here, nigga. Nigga, oh my God, nigga. Oh, nigga, you ain't gonna believe this. Here, nigga. Nigga, what? What happened, though? Nigga. Man, what? Nigga. Man, nigga, will you tell me? Nigga, man, what happened? Nigga, you hear about Tony? No, nigga, what happened to Tony? Nigga, man, Tony killed about 30 people. Nigga, you lying. Nigga, you lying. Just tell the story. Latinos got their own way of telling the stories too.
Hey, Carlos. Did you hear about Guadalupe?
No, I didn't hear about Guadalupe.
You didn't hear about the Guadalupe?
No, I didn't hear about the Guadalupe. What happened to him?
Oh, man, he killed them. A whole bunch.
I'm telling you. That's why we gotta love each other in this world. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What'd you say? Tell her to stand up. Oh, you want to see? Wait till she leave, okay? And you go on next. Come on, girl. Come on. You know you're retarded. We're going to wait on you. We got 2 seats left. But that's why I say, be forever striding in your glory. Be forever striding in your glory. Oh, I didn't tell y'all about the time I was a flight attendant, huh? No, on the real, I know y'all don't believe it. I was a flight attendant for 6 years. I can't tell y'all the name of the airline because I stole the. I'm sorry, nigga, I stole everything that was not tied down. I did the niggly thing. And they say, and think about it. See, black people, we really ain't as bad as we think we are. They say the first thing that we're supposed to do, first of all, I had an emergency on the plane one time. This is a true story. I had an emergency on the plane. They say the first thing, in case of an emergency, a flight attendant is supposed to be the last one off the plane. Nigga, who? Not this nigga, him? I didn't sign for that. Where did I sign for that at? Where did I sign? But I'm serious. They said the last person supposed to be off the plane is a flight attendant. And we had an emergency 35,000 feet up in air, and I knew something was wrong. Because little Miss White Christy, flight attendant, walking up to the cockpit real quick. Oh, my God. 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 So, you know, a brother getting a little nervous. I'm like, what's up? Woo. What's up? Come on, talk to a nigga. She's like, Arnie, just calm down. I knew something was wrong because she called me Arnie. I said, wait a minute. Girl, you gotta tell me what's wrong. She said, okay, Arnaz, calm down. You're a flight attendant. I said, no, I ain't. I'm a mad nigga right now. Tell me what's wrong, please. Please tell me what. So Arnaz calm down. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I was so exhausted. Please just tell me what. Please just tell me what's going on, please. She said, okay, Arnaz, I'm gonna tell you, just calm down. I said, okay. I'll call. See, Arnett, there is a bomb. Oh, see, I knew something wrong. Mama, I knew I should have called in sick. I knew it. But we had a bomb threat on the plane. So she said, Arnett, there's a bomb on the plane, and don't tell anybody. Okay. Whatever one of y'all put a bomb on this plane, I swear to God, I'm going to beat y'all behind when we land. So we on the ground trying to get off. This old lady in a walker. I was like, lady, move. So I kicked the walker, I picked up, and I body slammed her. I said, now you done lived your life, y'all, come on. Then they gonna suspend me. Talking about I left my post. I said, well, there was a line on the plane. A nigga couldn't get back home. They said, well, Arnaz, if you would have died, you would have died with honor. I said, no, thank you. I'll live in disgrace. Wait a minute. That's why I say, don't mess with me while I'm on no plane. And then, now God has blessed me enough to fly first class all the time. And there's still a difference when your skin color comes into effect sometime when you get on that plane. You know, I don't always like to dress up. I got on a plane one time. I was like, excuse me, how are you? Yeah, could you hang on my coat? Chrissy Flight attendant again. There's no more room up here. Maybe you can find some room back there. Back there. Back there. You're not moving. Where is your seat? I said, my seat is up here. Up here. Up here. She's like, well, maybe we can find you some room. I said, maybe you can. So I said, so where are you working at? Well, I'm working in coach. I said, well, then maybe you should get back there. So let me tell you what I did. That's why I say don't mess with me while I'm on no plane. I gave up my first class seat on purpose and let this little old lady have it. And I went all the way to the back with a flight attendant work to mess with her for 2 hours. That's why I said, don't mess with me while I'm on no plane. Nigga, when she saw me at row 15 was on, I just stood up, yay, 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 yay. The other flight attendant was, sir, can we have you? No, I want her. Yay, yay. Can I have some water? So she's like, oh, my God. I said, no, just me. Back here. So, you know, I was sitting in the window seat, so I pulled the shade down so I can get some sleep. This old lady gonna reach her fucking armpit across me and lift up the shade. I said, let me tell you something. If you lift that shade one more time, I swear to God, I'll bite you from the knuckle up. Your name will be Knucklehead tomorrow. Then this nasty old man farted in the seat behind me, and a funk came up and hit me in the nose. I was like, oh, no. That man farted. He farted right here. He farted. So then when they called the police on me, right, I'm saying, when we landed, the police was waiting at the end of the jetway. They're like, are you on there? Like, nope, he's still on board. Nigga, by the time they found it was me, the nigga was hurt. That's why I say, don't mess with me on no plane. And I think everybody in here, like I do, it's something else I do. I take on a plane with me. Matter of fact, I take him wherever I go. I got an imaginary friend. I'm serious. Everybody need to get an imaginary friend. Nigga, you'll get things done. I'll be on the plane. I start talking to his name is Fletcher, right? I'll be on the plane. I'll be freaking flying to this. I'll see that. Sir, do you want anything? I don't know. Hold on a moment. Fletcher. Fletcher.
Be a man, Fletcher. Don't be a boy, Fletcher. Be a man. I told him, Fletcher, be a man.
She's like, sir, you're the only one there.
I said, oh, of course you say. I'm not the only one. My friend Fletcher here.
I'm telling you, get your imaginary friend. Ladies, when you go into a clothing store and you're trying to buy your clothes and they talking up at that cash register and don't want to help you, say, excuse me, can I get some help? Okay, hold on, man. Hold up. Girl, did you hear her? Shalika. Shalika, no, you didn't. She don't even want to pay by a club. That's right, we both want to play by our clothes. They will hurry up and get you up out of there. When you go to McDonald's, nigga, order something. Excuse me, I like to order. Well, okay, well, hold on a minute. I can't believe him, Tony. They won't let us order our food. We want 4 double cheeseburgers. Now, don't be tripped out if the person serving you got a friend, too. Have you heard them? Get you an imaginary friend. I know y'all gonna do it when you get home tonight anyway. Yeah, I know y'all gonna do it. You'll be with your woman or something. You want what? Tim, can you handle her tonight? I'm tired. Now, don't laugh. She always said, but I had Timmy last night. See, that's why I say men, you gotta love your women, because a lot of you men be acting like y'all all hard and everything. Act like you don't love your woman and everything. Act like you the one, like you the Mac Daddy, like you don't want to respect her. You want to kick her out. And then when you know she really gonna leave, then all of a sudden, then you want to talk. You'll tell her, well, leave. You still here? You still here? Leave. As soon as she put her hand on that, okay, wait a minute. Let me talk to you. You won't move away from the door. Let me talk to you. Let go of the door. You better let me talk to you. But then you women, don't front. You don't want to leave. You don't want to leave. You front like you want to leave. You want that nigga to keep you there. Let go, Reggie. Let me go. Let me go. I'm leaving. You ain't gonna play around on me no more. I hate you so much right now. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Let me go. Stop. Don't kiss on me. I ain't laughing. Stop, Red. Stop. Stop it. I'm leaving. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. It ain't funny. Now stop. I'm ready. Stop. Don't touch me. Don't be kissing on me. Stop, Red. Stop, Red. Stop it. Stop. Reggie, stop now. Stop, Reggie. Stop. See, you playing. Stop. Reggie. Stop it. Reggie, come up. Stop, Reggie. Come on. Okay, go ahead. I don't care. I'm still leaving. I'm still leaving. I don't care. You ain't doing nothing to me, Reggie. You ain't doing nothing to me. You ain't doing nothing. You don't want to leave. See, a lot of you men act like y'all bad. But a man will break down when he get in a car and that nigga hear a song that reminds him of his woman. He will lose his mind. Brother start driving and he drive his car and he hear that song. He'll lose his mind and break down at any time. And it don't matter what it is. Because that's what we do. We try to act all bad until we get in the car. We cool. Until we click on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, dog? Nigga, she gone, player. You know a nigga gonna be there tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you start talking to the music, you don't even know it. Yeah. Glad she gone. She got on my dang nerves.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah. Cause I'ma go to the gym. Uh-huh. Yeah, cause I tried. I tried to make it work. I seemed like I was always thinking. Tell me I'm lying. Well, hold up, ladies. Wait a minute. Because y'all got y'all own version, too. Yeah, he acts like... Yeah, that somebody need him. Y'all nobody need that nigga. Move! I can't say, get out of my way! Whatever, well, I could be out there too. But somebody gonna lick me tonight, that's all I know. Somebody gonna lick me. That nigga gonna tell me what happened. A woman will go back and find out what happened. She ain't just gonna leave like that. That's what comes from bonding and making up. Because this is why I say, you cannot love your woman, or you cannot love your man. Without loving yourself. You must love yourself before you can love anybody. Because don't lie, we all have gotten out of the shower and been butt naked and looked in that mirror and started loving ourselves. Love yourself sometimes. Don't be afraid of yourself. And if you hear, you gotta listen for your wife's footsteps though. You ever notice ever been like, you ever notice you go like to Atlanta Braves game or something like that, to the ball games, and it's always this one dude at every hockey game or basketball game, it's always this one dude, and usually a white dude. He hears this one song, he will lose his goddamn mind, go into a trance every time he hears this song. Not that song. You had the right song. Don't worry about this show being taped live. Don't even worry about that. No, don't even worry about it. Don't even try to ruin a nigga's career. Don't even worry about that. Don't even worry about it. He's still trying to find it. All he got to do is read where it says ball game. Don't even worry about it, though. Don't worry about that. That's why I said we got to love each other. I'll do it on tomorrow's show. Okay. I'm going to do it right now. We can edit. You ever go to a ball game, like I said, and it's always this one white dude? You didn't get offended when I said white guy, did you? It's always this one white dude, he will lose his mind when he hears this song. He will go into a trance on the gold CD. Number 5, the ball game. You can play it now. You are so last week. It's okay, if it don't play, I understand. Won't play? Oh, y'all, oh. Come on! Let's go, Brad! Come on, yeah! 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 Stop. I love y'all so much.